Leonard's Lee, and the fact that you can go along and see Hannah, who's going to be going and doing a variety of workshops and involved in those trails there, but also at Leonard's Lee, this is really lovely. Surrey Sculpture Society returns to Leonard's Lee Lakes and Gardens for a summer exhibition. Now, this is wonderful. For three decades, they've been exhibiting at stunning venues across the country. They show the work of well-known and emerging artists. And this is going to feature approximately 100 different sculptures in a diverse range. So how lovely walking around these gardens and then being able to look at the various sculptures that are on offer. Let's talk more now to Caroline Wheaton about this. Caroline, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Very good to talk to you today. I mean, this sounds just lovely. What a lovely way to appreciate these wonderful sculptures in the grounds of Leonard's Lee.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. Thanks ever so much for having us on the show. Yeah, we're delighted to be back. This is our second year at the beautiful Leonard's Lee Gardens. I think, you know, acknowledged as one of the sort of finest woodland gardens in the country, and also very committed to sculpture. So along with our, as you say, 100 sculptures up near the top of Leonard's Lee Gardens, they've also got the Anton Smith permanent exhibition called The Walk of Life, with his sculptures. So we're really excited to be sharing the same venue with such an established and celebrated sculptor. And you can see ours and his, which are of a larger size, over the month from July right through to September.
Just talk us through, I mean, it's talk us through, because a real mixture of sculptures and quite a challenge sort of putting this all together and making sure it all works together. So just talk us through the variety that people can see.
Yeah, absolutely. Our sculptures work in many, many different media. So you can see everything from bronzes through to woodworking, metalworking, some ceramics. They're different sizes, but generally domestic kind of sizes. So they look great as a sort of a focal point in a garden. And our manager, Abby Martin, and our designers work really hard to make sure that it's a cohesive trail. And this year we're sort of, you know, not only have you got our sculptures to look at, but you're going to be passing the Wallabies and the Dolls House Museum and all the other lovely things that Leonard's Lee have got on offer. So, yeah, a huge variety of sculptures from us dotted along the trail as you walk around the Leonard's Lee Garden.
It's a wonderful art, isn't it, sculpture as well?
Yeah, we think so. And it's, you know, obviously we're a bit biased, but it's a lovely tactile art. It sort of requires people to come up and look at the sculpture and take it in from all angles. And there's lots of different subject matter as well. We all work on not only different materials, but different things inspire us. So, yeah, definitely something, a very, very interactive kind of art, I would think.
And it's been going on for a long time. As you said, 30 years. That's a lot of years that this has been all put together.
Absolutely, yeah. And we started with just 14 sculptors sort of coming up with this wonderful idea of having a sculpture society that gives us a network of like-minded individuals, but also gives us this exhibiting opportunity and allows us to educate both the community and support sort of upcoming sculptors. So we've got about 250-odd members now dotted around sort of the southeast of England, but further afield. But yes, a really a lovely sort of friendly society to belong to and been going for many years now.
And how do people then come along? How do people find out more or get more detail of what's going on or book themselves a place on this?
So I would go to the Leonard's Lee Gardens website and all the information is on there, including how to get their accessibility maps and entry fees. So pop along to the Leonard's Lee Lake and Gardens website or our own website, surreysculpture.org.uk, and you can find all the details about where we're exhibiting and about us as well on that site.
Oh, well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. And we will have tomorrow's programme talking about the rock choir.